I wanted Jason, my brother, to pray over us. He and I had a meeting this week, and we talked just about the church. We prayed for the church, and we just talked about the wells that the Lord has in each person here and just meant to spring forth. And so if you want to share anything about that, share something, but pray is the main thing after that.
All right. Well, I think I can share in the prayer. So, all right. Father, we thank you for the blessing of your Holy Spirit and for the empowerment that you have promised each one of us. And Father, you have promised that just rivers of living water would flow from us as we have partaken of you. And Father, we pray for each person in this body that they would be that fountain of the Holy Spirit to the world, that as Lizzie shared the verses earlier, that you would supply this dry land with the rivers of water that flow from each one of us.
Yes.
And I pray that as we have blocked your movement in our lives, that as we have placed things to prevent you from moving, Father, we pray that you would remove the fear, the doubt, and the unbelief that keeps that from flowing from within us. Mm-hmm. Father, we speak to the rock that is in us, that water would flow, and it would be a true testimony of your power in this town and amongst this people. Father, you are the Holy One. You are the one who has made eternal life possible through your Son. And Father, we stand on the fact that you have this desire for us, and it is your will that your Spirit would flow from each one of us.
Yes.
Father, I pray against the things that stand in your way and that block your glory from being manifest on this earth through your Spirit. Father, thank you for each and every person who is among this group, and we thank you for everything that you've done in us, through us, and for us. Father, we set aside these things that block your moving and your power. Father, thank you.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Tell us about you real quick. You said, as an example, my life to me the other day. What, something that can, that was holding back the flow, and I said, like, what do you mean, like who? And you said, like me for an example. And then you talked a little bit about what's happening in this season with you. Can you say that?
Yeah, to give me a little bit more detail about what I said.
Well, I was eating a Subway sandwich.
Yes,
and you
I remember
had
that.
A Subway sandwich.
Yes.
You were talking about the flow that was to come out of you, and you said, well, my life is an example. I'm made to do what I do and how churches are made to flow. Say that again.
Right.
Better
so,
than I'm trying to say it.
So when we know what position we have and we are allowing him to work through us, that is life giving birth to life in others. And what, you know, it's taken me a long time to realize and understand exactly what he is doing, how he's equipped me, and how that is to manifest and to pour into others. And that is, it often works, you know, unlike right now, it usually flows a little bit more, but the reality is that we have a tendency to stand in the way and think that we have to be perfect and, or at least better than we are, and eloquent and all of these things, but in reality, if he is moving through us and establishing his testimony through our words and through impartation and through the manifold ways he does this, and we step out of the way and let him do those things, that is where we find the appropriate spot for us to be. We you know, abandon the lives of fruitfulness and fruitlessness and move into places of just giving life to other people and to be really, truly flowing streams of living water. And living water, the illustration of that, it's probably I should have prefaced with this, that living water is water that comes up from the ground. And that's why that those verses were incredibly timely, because unlike the rains which come and go, the living water flows all the time.
Yeah,
it moves. It is from sources from below, in from within the earth, in the case of the literal living water, the wells or the streams that flowed into the pools around the temple that they would do ceremonial washings in, or where they would have the priestly services where they would use the living water to grow grapes and to, you know, do ceremonial washings in those places to prep the bread for the temple. Those things depended upon water that wasn't from above, but flowing from the earth. And in the same way, the living water that comes from us is his work, and it is, it flows where he directs it. And yes, we need to step beyond the restrictions that we put on him. And we need to step out of his way and be obedient to his flow.
Yeah, that's right. Jesus says in John chapter 7, he who believes in me, remember that, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Let me find that. Out on the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, let anyone who's thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within him. By this, he meant the Spirit. And what I loved about our talk that we had the other day was that it's not a belief in our own strength or wisdom or Bible knowledge, you know what I mean, or the ability. It's a belief in him. And then we kind of get out of the way, and he just kind of flows through us. And he actually prefers to flow through like the weakest among us. Have you ever noticed that? Like, he speaks through babies in such a way to tell us it's not a measure of your accomplishment. It's a measure of your faith. It's a measure of your faith in me. Do you believe in me or do you believe in yourself? And so we were just praying this in labor, and I was like, bro, you got to pray this over that. I was praying for you guys this afternoon, and I said, you got to pray over us. So thank you for doing that. So we want to see every well in here unlocked. In Jesus' name, so many people not with us tonight, but every single person unlocked and flowing, because we just need one of you really to change the city. One puts 1,000, two can put 10,000. We can change everything quickly when that happens.